All right, let's move on to Nick Soma. So I like the haunting, ethereal female vocals that he found and used in this song. They go pretty well with the dark, moody feel of the song. The beginning and ending, when it's just the piano and this ominous-sounding synth and those haunting vocals, sounds really atmospheric, like it's from a movie soundtrack or something. Full marks for sample usage, I thought it was really the right sample to use with this sort of dark and moody song. The guitar solo, I think, is also pretty tastefully done. I'm just kind of going over all the things I liked. But, you know, I'm less of a fan of the vocal melody and the way it's sung. The shape of the vocal melody doesn't really hold my attention, and the tone is just mopey. And, well, it makes sense in the lyrical context of the song. It's a sad song, but I would have liked to have heard some emotional change-up, like, you know, when you're in the situation where you're not in a relationship anymore and you're color me gone, it seems like there could have been some anger in the vocals that would have helped relieve some of the sadness. And it would have been a little less hard to take with all that overwhelming sadness, especially at, you know, the longer than 5 minute runtime the song has. I think color me gone is a great turn of phrase in this title, and I think that was well done. And I like the whole end of the relationship theme that goes with it. It's, you know, a good if somewhat conventional idea.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. I liked the lyrics. I thought were really, really good. Starts out sounding pretty spooky, and the lead vocal line though occasionally gets drowned out by the music and by that sampled vocal line, and that's not good. It's not good to do that. You know, if you're providing these great lyrics, then let's hear them. And that was a little frustrating, kind of like it was with the Abominominous. You know, ideally, we should be able to listen to this song and not have to go back to the lyrics page.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, I like this song. You know, even though it wasn't all that, you know, rocking, that's not what it was going for. This was a neat, sort of moody, interesting piece, you know, just because... I guess because it didn't just reach out and grab me and shake me like some of the other ones did, it's kind of falling in the mid-range for me in terms of the rankings.